Hello, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter with Prepare for College. And again, that's Prepare, the number four, and College. Today, we're going to have Al Hoffman with us, and he's going to be doing a number eight of the 12 different steps we're putting together here. And this one is called College Admissions Application. So without further ado, I'm going to pass it right over to Al, and we'll get started. Thank you, Al.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Okay, people, this is a interesting one in that I can probably talk about it for just a short 10 minutes, but it'll probably take an hour or better to accomplish. The admissions application is one of the longer steps. Remember, this whole series was started off with, should I hire a professional? And we picked these 12 steps to talk about that. They're individual steps of the college process. Just as a quick review, the first one is, what is my SAI, the Student Aid Index? It's calculated by the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA. And the financial planning from a college-trained financial planner. The third step is, what are my standardized test scores? The fourth, what is my career going to be? Number five was a college search. Number six was to select that college out of the suspect list of 60, 80, 90, 200 colleges. And then the college visitations, which is always a fun thing to do. So here we are. We've done all of those things, and that's the chronological order of those things. And we're now at the step called admissions applications. So, admissions applications. Let's start off with the first point, and that would be, when should I get my admissions application done? So, there are different statuses of admissions applications. There is regular, there is early action, and there is early decision. And there's variables of the early action and early decision, but they're the same components. And that we have a regular, and early action is non-binding early application, and early decision is a binding early application. So the dates will change. For regular, it could be for the privates, 2-1 of your second half of your senior year. Publics would most likely be 3-1. That's just pretty much the most popular date for the privates and publics on a regular. But for the early decision, it's all over the board. It is everywhere. I mean, it could be as early as December the 15th for just a couple of colleges. The vast majority are 11-1, and for the early action or early decision programs. Despite what it might be, the general rule of thumb from me to talk to you today is to get your application in 2 weeks, ideally 2 weeks prior to whatever the deadline is. So let's pick one. If you picked that you're going to do early decision, and a college has early decisions, not all colleges do have early decision programs, but if they do, check the college's website, and this is where you will find that they have early action or early decision, and what their deadline date. And if it's 11-1, then ideally you would like to get your admissions application in by 10-15. All right, so it's there waiting for the admissions director to scour through the hundreds of applications that they get. So that's the when. Okay, so the how. Well, there is a formidable place. It's called the Common App. It's really good. It is, by counselors like me, we call it the beast because it's really big. But the beautiful thing about it, of course, is that you fill it out once, and that's good for everybody that participates with the Common App, which over the last few years has gotten to be into what I call a critical mass. In other words, your chances of grabbing a Common App for everybody on your list are very strong. So you could fill out one, and that's it. Now, if you don't have a college on the Common App and that you're applying to, then it may be category two, and that would be to go to the college's website. There's two categories here, in that they will have an application that they download a PDF form that they download for you to fill out and send in, or they have a ID system where you create a ID for that college's website. Username, password, verifications, just like if you're going to a bank or a credit institution. It's very secure, but it is at the same time a ID system. And inside of that ID system will be the college's application. So that's the how. Okay, when and how? Well, why? Obviously, they can't admit you if they don't know you exist. Pretty simple. And then the other piece is, okay, filling out the application itself. Now, inside of the application is a essay. The Common App has an essay. It'll give you different prompts. So I think it's four choices. Memory serves me correctly. It's four choices. I think I take that back. I think it's five. But anyway, there's some choices. You choose from one of those choices to do your admissions application essay on. And that is where you might need a pro, or at least an assistant, like your English teacher at high school, to check out your grammar, or Grammarly, or something like that. But be sure not to fall into that slippery slope of using AI to do your admissions application. It is not looked on favorably that way. This is something that has to be you. So it's something that's personal, and it's you, and it takes most of the time some time to do that. So remember the 2 weeks? Well, you just don't do this overnight and push it out the next day. This is something, may I recommend, that you do a month and a half, 2 months early. And that's your first draft. And then you let it sit for a while and come back to it a week later and see if you recognize who wrote that. Because a lot of times when I write something like that, I come back and say, my goodness, where was that guy's head? I can't understand a single thing they're saying. So in a writing situation professionally, you just, at this point, you have to be professional to your capability. And that is to write, rewrite, rewrite until you get a product that you do believe talks about the topic as offered. College statements are also most of the time required by colleges. This is a separate, smaller essay. I really don't know if I would call it an essay. A smaller passage of sentences, a paragraph, maybe less than 150, 200 words, whereas the essay is 500 or 600 words. So with this type of situation, you're going to be able to give them one personal highlight note that complements. Now, once again, this is where you could use a pro to help you say, yep, you nailed it, and or you don't need to it. And I've seen some students that write so good, they must be journalists, and they just really practiced writers, so they weren't the first time at bat for an essay. It was something they've been doing, well, all their life. So students that are following this pattern of writing journals early have learned how to write about themselves, so it's not as difficult for some people who would sit down for the first time to write about themselves on that, in the form of that essay. One little hint on that essay part. You want to, it's going to say something like this. It's going to say, describe person, place, time, or event that changed you and explain why. Okay, well, pretty much common thread there. The problem is that people will spend 300 or 400 words on the person, place, time, or event and only 100 words on the why, and the college wants to see the exact opposite. So 100 words on the person, place, time, or event, and or less, and 400 to 500 words on how it changed you and why. So you can see where a pro could actually help you focus yourself. It should be you, but at the same time, it can be with a little bit of guidance. College essay clinic type people, where they help you outline your your essay. Okay, so there is one other part of the essay, whether it's the Common App or any app. If there's dollar signs and you don't have a if the question doesn't apply, still put a zero. It's my military training coming here, Jerry. you never let a, you don't submit a blank. Okay. You put NA, or you, if it's a numerical thing, you put zero if it doesn't apply, but don't leave, because it, there's no way that an admissions officer knows that you've addressed the question unless you put something in there. So always make sure that you fill in all the blanks. So that's the admissions applications. A lot of material that I pumped out right there, but at the same time, and some of those, by the way, we will come back to as an individual podcast to go a tiny bit deeper. But that's admissions applications I podcast for today. Gary, I want to always give you the opportunity to chime in and see if I brought up something that you remember when you put your child through college.
Well, Al, that was many years ago. I'm lucky if I can remember where I was last week, but that's not the story. You know, one of the things that did catch me while you were talking there is that I remember my son, he did a lot of writing in high school, okay? And the school was saying, was giving him papers every week or every month, you know, and they'd have to turn it in. And so when he came to writing the essay, it really wasn't that much of a hurdle for him because he had done so much writing before that.
Exactly.
Now, if you had a guy like me who hates to write but loves to publish, that's a different story. It's going to take a person like me maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get the right essay put together for college.
First draft.
First draft, exactly. So, and this is an important part. Like you were mentioning about addressing the situation. You know, make the introduction, okay, then explain to how it affected your life. And that's, as you said, that's what the colleges want to see. Mm-hmm. So, very nice presentation, Al. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I am done for today. Gary, you want to wrap this up?
I'd love to. Well, everyone, thank you for spending some time with us today. Join us next week when we're going to go on to step number 9 of the 12. We're almost at the end, so hang in there with us. In the meantime, if you have people that you know that have children going to school and that this might be beneficial, share the website with them. And that's Prepare for College, prepare4college.com. So until next week, everyone have a good week. And we'll talk again next Monday. Thanks, Al. Goodbye, everyone.